Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. I was wondering if I could take you out. You one more time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget it, eh? The name is Charlie.
Frank Williams Show, and I'm your host, Frank Williams.
Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Those who are listening via cell phone, thank you for listening. And those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio, thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. Now, if you are on the show page at Blog Talk Radio, you should see an icon there that says follow this show. Follow this show. Go ahead and click on that. Set that up where you'll be able to get daily show notes and episodes about the show, and that way you won't be left out. You won't miss a show. Also, we're on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, you can go in there and type in The Frank Williams Show. The Frank Williams Show. And go ahead and do your thing there on Facebook. Become friends of the show. And also, if you have a Twitter account, you can follow us on Twitter at The Frank W Show. Twitter at The Frank W Show. So whether you're on Twitter, Facebook, or Blog Talk Radio, you should never miss an episode of the show if you don't want to. Okay? So, today's been pleasant as far as weather goes. Very sunny and mild today. But headed towards the weekend, it's going to be some cold mornings. Okay? And there are already been a couple of cold mornings. It was a little chilly this morning. Not too bad. But Saturday morning and Sunday morning, it's going to be like the 30s and 40s. So you guys watch out for that on Saturday morning. And then on Sunday morning, as you're headed out to church or whatever, it's going to be chilly. So be sure you guys wrap up and take care of yourselves and try to keep your bodies hydrated and full of vitamin C or whatever, to try to keep that flu and cold bug off of you. Okay, no one wants to be sick, of course, but things happen, especially when you're not prepared for cold weather. Y'all with me? So take care of yourself, guys and ladies and gentlemen. And so you have a very good winter and Thanksgiving and Christmas. Speaking of Thanksgiving and Christmas, things are going fast, okay? Things are going very, very fast. And, you know, the old saying goes, the older you get, the faster the days go by. And the faster the months and then the years go by. And that's true. So we're already, October is just about over. We only have about 7 or 8 days left in October. I mean, it's almost, next week is Halloween. And so October will be gone, and we'll be going into November and start to think about, you know, Thanksgiving and all your plans for Thanksgiving. And we're going to do something special on the show for the Thanksgiving week, all right? And as well as Christmas, we're going to do something special in the Christmas week. So stay tuned for that. But seriously, the year has just flown by, and we're at the end of the year. Right? There are 3 months left in the year. You know, we only have just over 2 months, 2 months and a week left in 2013. And I hope 2013 has been good for you. It's been good for me. It's been good for the show. And everything. So you guys just stay the course, keep doing what you're doing, keep dreaming and pushing for bigger things and better things, and just keep striving for more. Keep looking up, you know, keep looking forward, you know, stop looking back. You know, the rearview mirror is for seeing things that are behind you. Okay? I know you have to look in the rearview mirror every now and then, but look forward. Look forward to what's going on in front of you, where you're headed. That's what you want to do, is look forward. And because, you know, when you think about this, think about it this way. And I know this may seem weird, but think about it this way. I mean, God put, family show. God put things on your backside for you to, you know, get rid of it and let it go, right? Right? You think about it. God put that things in your back, on the backside, for you to get rid of it, let it go, and never see it again. All right? So when things are behind you, you know, treat it like that. Let it go and, you know, never see it again. And that's why he put that in the back, okay? So you can get rid of it, let it go, and be done with it. So that's the way you have to treat things that really bother you. Things that really bother you, you have to treat them like that and drop them, let them go, and keep moving forward. Keep your eye on the prize ahead of you. Keep dreaming. Keep dreaming about things bigger and better. That way, you'll always have the energy and the fire to move on. You'll have the energy to get up and go. You'll have the energy to get up and go to work every day because you've got a dream in there that's going to help you to do that. That's going to fuel that fire. When you get that fuel in you, you get up and you go. You get up and you go to work because you understand that going to work will get you what you're dreaming of, okay? And, you know, or maybe going to work may not be able to attain that. But to go to work to take care of your necessities, and then maybe you have to do something else on the side, have some type of business or something on the side that you can start that will give you that you know, dream that you're looking for, okay? But always dream. Keep dreaming. Keep thinking about things that you want and how you're going to get them. It's like buying a car. When you go to buy a car, and this is the premise of the car dealers. When you go in there to buy a car, they want you to get in it, smell it, drive it. Because when you get in that car and you get that new car smell, once that new car smell, that leather smell goes up your nose, it triggers something in the brain, and the brain starts to try to figure out how you can get it. And it does, okay? You come back to the dealership and you sit down and you say, okay, you know, what would it take for me to pay $350 a month for this car and I can drive out of here? And they'll figure that out. They'll figure that out. But your brain has figured out how much you can afford, okay, to pay. And that's how it happens, all right? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in, comment on today's episode, or give me your opinion of today's episode. Today's episode is, Internet dating, is it bad, is it a bad, or a good idea? Okay? What is it? Have you ever done it before? Because, as I understand, there is, there's someone that works with me that is, that was internet dating. Not anymore, but he was looking and he went online and met females. Okay? There are females sitting out there online waiting for you guys to give them a call or contact them, or however that works. But the pros of that is that it's easy, it's online, so you can get online and you can kind of pick and choose the female or male that you're looking for. Because here's the deal: when you're looking for a mate or someone to get involved in a relationship with, probably the first thing that comes out or that attracts you is their looks. So that's the first thing. They have to look the part. But here's the deal now. What I'm saying is that, you know, and the con of that is people put pictures out there that aren't the true, you know, of themselves. They may put a picture out there from 8, 10 years ago, which is not a true depiction of themselves as they are right now. So I'd advise not to do that. You know, don't deceive people. You know, someone's gonna want you for who you are, not what you look like. Okay? So put a true depiction of yourself as you are right now out there. I mean, you know, look the part. If you're gonna put a picture out there, then if you need makeup, wear makeup. If you don't, don't. If you don't want your hair to look like that, if you want your hair to look a certain way, then fix your hair that way. Put it out there. Because that's what the guy wants to see, or that's what the girl wants to see in the first meeting. They want to see that, they want to know that you are depicting yourself as that person. So that's the first thing, is to be truthful about who you are and what you look like, right? Because that's a huge turnoff, okay? Immediately, you're busting the trust right there, you know, from the jump start. So put a true depiction of yourself out there as you are right now, all right? So that's the first thing that people look for is looks. He looks like a nice guy, all right? He looks fit. He's got a cute face. I like that. So then they'll contact you from that, all right? Now, you know, from that, then, you know, you're on your own as far as your rap, your talk, whatever you do to attract these people, or whatever you do to get, you know, to get that sense of urgency where they want to meet you. Let's meet up tonight, okay? And that's what you want, right? But, you know, you turn around, the kind of that is that you go to meet someone, and they're not who you thought they were, and they don't, you know, they invite you to a weird place, somewhere you don't know about. And there's been some bad things that happen from internet dating, right? People get these women and they get them somewhere and they put something in their drinks or something, and, you know, all different things could happen. So you have to be careful, very, very, very careful about internet dating. But, you know, it's dating, period. You have to be very careful about dating, okay? You have to keep your guard up until you can start to get to know the person and start to bring those walls down a bit, okay? But internet dating I think it's a way to do it. You know, it's a way to date, or it's a way to find someone to date. But, of course, you have to do the footwork. and you have to still get to know the person, you know, all that stuff that you have to do with dating. I think the internet is just a faster way to get to that person, all right, and get to the person that you like. Whereas if you were sitting out in a club or something, like a bar or something, and, you know, you're looking around, you know, you gotta watch and see and see what's available. Okay? And then you may see someone, you may see a young lady sitting there and you like what she looks like, but she may be with someone. All right? They may have been gone to the restroom or whatever, but she may be with someone. So that you know, that wouldn't be a good thing. But if you're, you know, trying to find someone online, if they're online, if they have their photo or contact information out there and they're looking to date, then they aren't attached. They aren't, you know, they aren't seeing someone. They're looking for someone just like you are. So, you know, that's a good thing about internet dating, is that person's usually not attached. Again, people lie. Okay? People lie about being attached or being in a relationship or even being married. You know, I heard that there are married people on there on these internet dating sites that are trying to find other people. You know, I guess they're unhappy with their relationship, or they're looking for more, or whatever the case may be. But you still have to do your homework and put those parameters out there that'll help you decipher whether this person is right for you or not. Okay? 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Call in. Give me your opinion about internet dating, whether it's bad or a good idea. And like I said at the beginning of the show, you know, there are pros and cons to this internet dating. You know, and I was telling you guys, there's a guy at that works with me that's did the internet dating. Now he found someone, and she was in Florida. So he started to go back and forth to Florida to see her, excuse me, on the weekends. And they connected. And he come back to work and tell us all about his weekend and this and that. And then, you know, now he's gotten her to quit her job in Florida, you know, get out of her apartment and move to Georgia with him. Now he has her here. So, and it seems like they're going to be okay, all right? You know, who knows if they are or not. I mean, that's only the man upstairs knows that. But, you know, he made a connection through the internet. And so it was a good idea for him. And, of course, he also dated other women online, but they didn't, you know, pan out for him. And like I said before, that's the, you know, the bad thing about it is, well, it isn't bad, because this could happen either way, whether you're internet dating or found someone at the bar or at the club. Okay, you know, she looked like what he wanted. You know, from her pictures and what she was saying about herself, she looked like what he wanted. But when he went out to meet her or went to dinner or whatever, they didn't connect. So, you know, no, but that's a part of it, I guess. You know, I guess that's a part of it. So, but the good thing is that, you know, with the internet, you don't have to be sitting at a club and panning all around the club trying to see a female that you may want to talk to, or a male that you may want to talk to, that looks like someone you'd like to be involved with, because that's the first thing. That's the first thing, is looks. Okay, that's the first thing that's the one thing you look for, is looks. And if they look right, then you move on to the next step. You know, and that's the way things go. But I think, my opinion of internet dating, I think it's a good idea. But again, you have to be careful, because anything could happen with that. You know, it could be it could be a crazy lady. It could be a crazy man out there online that's looking. okay? And, you know, you've heard horror stories about internet dating, and you don't really hear the good stories about internet dating. I think the good stories outweigh the bad stories. So you see stuff on TV like Christian Mingle. That's an internet dating site. What's the other one? eHarmony. That's the internet dating site where eHarmony is kind of unique because they actually take your what you put out there about yourself and they match you with people of like interests or things like that. I guess they pick you and then they send back and say, hey, these are people, these are ladies or men that, you know, possibly could be a connection for you. And then out of those people, you know, you can pick and choose who you might want to contact based on what? The way they look, right? And what they say about themselves. And then the next thing is you have to get out there and go see, you know, what's going on. And again, like I said in the beginning, is if you don't deceive people, if you're not deceiving people by putting pictures out there from you when you were 10 years ago or something like that, if you don't deceive people and put your present picture, what you look like now out there, then, you know, that's a good start, okay? So don't, you know, don't deceive people in that way, right? Because, you know, that could be your future husband or your future wife, okay? That could be the one. Who knows? But if you deceive them, then that's an immediate of trust. They don't trust you right off the bat, and everything will probably fall apart. So do the right thing and, you know, depict yourself as you are presently. And, you know, and then once you meet, do your thing. I mean, like I say, you still have to do the footwork, but that initial contact is just, you know, contacting them online. You know, I don't know if they have put their phone numbers out there and stuff like that, but I'm sure the basic way to contact people is through email. So that, you know, that's a good way to find that person that looks like what you're looking for. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Now, today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with any and all of your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. I've had fun. I hope that you guys may have gotten something out of this. You know, if you are out there looking to date or whatever, looking for a relationship, I think internet dating is not a bad idea. Again, you just have to be very careful. Keep your eyes open at all times and watch yourselves. And I think things will be okay. All right. So, again, thank you guys for tuning in. You've been listening live to the Frank Williams Show. And I'll see you guys back here in about 23 and a half hours. Good night. Yeah. Star, are you there?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, where are you? You still at the office, sound like?
Yeah, I'm getting ready to leave in like the next 10 minutes.
Oh, okay.
I had to call somebody back.
Huh.
And I'm leaving.
I guess I'll go lay down. Mia, sound like Mia home.
Okay.
Go
lay down.
So, yeah. All right.
Okay.
Bye.
So this all looks...